Hey, correction officer. You want to say, oh my God, we don't want to do our job? She's just a manipulator. When I didn't, like, charge you up or do all the things, though, I didn't act like a gangster. I wasn't insecure. I wasn't anything. I'm not a manipulator. Because people want to give me their superficial conversation and I ignore it. Because I am reflecting and trying to think. Because I come from a county where if you don't think, you don't get the fuck out of prison. That's my motivation. I don't know you. I don't want to know you. I don't want to be your girlfriend. I don't want to be hers. I come from a county that if you don't rehabilitate, you get max sentences. Nobody else can think of that, you know, because, you know, we're from San Antonio. We only get to, you know, a few years. We're from this. We only get a few years. Now I have to reflect and, you know, rehabilitate. Because what did I say on a recorded call? That, you know, where I'm from, you know, what's expected of me? You can't manipulate anything for San Antonio. Because you give them 2 years here and there, and then, you know, oh, we're in dungeon. No, I observed everything. I observed everything. And they were talking it, nah. They're racist, nah. You can't say, oh, she says we're nothing, so now we're something and we're correctional officers. Oh, but when we were correctional, she don't listen. She's talking about us. But we're so smart. We have eyes to see. So we gave her eyes to see so she could, you know, trust us. Not, you know, these influential people of the world that she's looking. She wants to, you know, I want to resonate. I want to go to college. Oh, you want to go to college? Boom. Hologram. You're not going. You're going to get comfortable with us for sex. And nobody else can say that. Do you have rehabilitation to prove that you did that? No, because y'all get to prison and you're like, oh, I can get away with anything here. I'm cool. You can't blame me or even try to know me and say, look, she doesn't listen like she wants to. She has issues. Like, you want to talk psychology and you ain't never been to a psychologist that listens. Oh, okay, no, but you don't know what they do to us. Nah, you can't say anything because you can't force me through something that I didn't grow up here. Because can I force you through what I grew up in? No, I don't want that. I just want you to deal with what I did or what I had to deal with. See how that works? See, now our computer image is disgusting. I don't have to understand Mexican and Mexico. Because when I studied everything I've studied, I wasn't tortured. You know, PTSD because I don't want to understand you? No, my experience in life only molds me. Do you not understand that? Like your experience in life molds you to make you want to get an immigration, go to immigration and get a green card. But you want people to listen. See, there goes another hologram. Don't call me Guadalajara, Mexico, and say, do you know Spanish? Yet. Have you learned the American ways yet where you can influence us with your ways or me? There goes a hologram. Have you learned the ways that you can't come over here playing the same games you play there here? Because, you know, at one time in your life, there's going to be consequences. And you can't expect someone to care. Because it's now. I don't have to care. Act like you're so influential. When I've seen enough. And, you know, the real conservative ones, the ones you don't like, because, you know, they don't understand your hate, are going to understand you. And then they're not going to understand me because, again, it's my fault, right? Not yours. I'm not a manipulator. There goes my lips, my tongue, and there goes a computer image. You can't force anything on me and then try to label in a world of beautiful women. And I've known a lot of beautiful women. I've worked in a lot of places. And then try to claim I'm judgmental or I'm racist or hateful or a bigot. That's funny. Because, no. Just because you're not invited to my life, nobody has to understand you. Ugh. Even when manipulators want happy moments, no. You know what that entails, world? So if you'll know their manipulation, you give them nothing. Because their happy moments are everything you've been through and you want and you've had that they never will. And they claim to be religious and then they want to steal and take everything from you. Or threaten you. Or force you to want to be like them and no. to keep you from having moments that are happy that they can't have. Because you don't have to share them with anybody but people you care about, and they're not one of them. I have people who trust me, who share everything with me. You'll never be that person. Or you can't say, I'll change and I want to be. You'll never be invited. Because I know a lot of military, and they write me. I know a lot of certain kinds of everything, and they write me. And San Antonio, they're trying to manipulate the situation to make me feel like I can't be trusted. And that's the worst thing. Because so much, so bad, some of these people want these connections you'll never get. And I'm not a manipulator. So because, you know, Bexar County Sheriff's Department don't want to say anything, and, you know, your cops are going to be like, prove it. Who was it? Who is it? What was it? Mimicking their criminals from prison. Their buddies. You know, their gossipers, their TDCJ officers. Trying to still pluck that fucking story out of Bexar County. Because it has to be about you, right? And I'm just crazy. Because I'm a veteran PTSD, right? On deployment to TDC. TDCJ is just so hard. Check all my paperwork. Properly went. And it's not arrogant saying, you know, I was in the military. But I'm reminding you, if you fucking hurt me or do anything to harm me, I'm going to find everything. And it's not like, oh my gosh, she's so traumatized as a victim. Nah. I'm a woman. My body. My mind. I rehabilitated. I studied. Don't try to focus on certain things, because I can focus on you too. And not anybody else. Very many people can say that. Is that right? You know, Bexar County, you could say, oh, nobody did that. Nobody said anything. She's just so sensitive. Am I? You should have never showed up to my work by the hundreds of people. And you know, my, oh, my God, it's all about me. Oh, I got attention. No. Or I lack attention. No. At this point, they try to make my life seem so unworthy of anything that they're like, just scare yourself. Or look, she doesn't give me attention. Is it attention I seek, or is it a lawsuit of damages? Or justice of what you have tried to do, and you feel like you're not accountable for what you've tried because somebody's supposed to put up with you. You have a badge. I'm supposed to be tougher. And since I'm not tough like you claim, you're going to blame family or you're going to blame somebody else. When are you cops? When are you, you know, sometimes security? When are you like sometimes veterans within the capacity of sometimes a veteran or someone who has, you know, not so debilitating mental illness? But I think people from TDCJ have some answering to do. Because people make assumptions. And they run with those assumptions and it ruins everyone. And, you know, it has nothing to do with a direct shot at your ego. Again, it's not about you. It's about me. My rehabilitation is my body. Me. I'm a woman. I'm a mom. You know, I studied hard for 2 years to get my certification to be a paralegal day and night. Their assumptions on I'm tired means she needs sex. The sickest fucking people in the world. And their assumptions based on gossiping trash. Because they're so smart in analyzing everything that they can't analyze me, so they analyze what they hear. Isn't that something? I'm not a manipulator. I'm telling it the truth. You know, I see how you people perceive what you see and what you go through. And I've never seen it in my life, so I'm not snitching on the Army. You know, I don't owe any loyalty to TDC. They're fucking officers. Because, you know, I was honest. I'm not a manipulator. I was honest. And I'm not complaining. It's called grievances. And, you know, other people write them, but they only focus on the one with no money and someone who's poor or someone who they claim they can embarrass. But they are not to be embarrassed because they're correctional officers. Nobody embarrasses them. They run the world, right? Is that what you think? Oh, you thought that was going to be attractive to me or intimidating? Don't ever show me images of cops, attorneys, when I am becoming a paralegal. Because you know why? Wrong one. Wrong case. Wrong story. And then to still blame us and ruin my family. Well, see, look, she didn't want to play games with us. Hey, I didn't know. You know, you should make it public that get your daughters ready to play games. Or to be, you know, sexual with officers. But if you're not. And the other ones can't say they feel manipulated or brainwashed. Because some of them get there and they're like, you know what? I'm cool here. Because I'm in a place where I can get away with anything. and liked by anybody. But I don't consider some of these people anybody. Because that's what makes you cool. Fuck that. Oh, you want to be liked by TDCJ? I get there and I'm like, if I made it here, I need to fucking do something. And maybe other people don't get those emotions. But I try to instill a little bit in very few. And you can't say it's about race. And it's not about anything. I'm not, I have a girlfriend. And the only girlfriends I reflect to are the ones that, you know, were real relationships. Not somewhere where you got something out of me or you wanted something or something you never had and not worth having. And does that make me judgmental or feel like I'm better? I know I belong in a better place, better people. Because I've been there. These people haven't, that want to try to take advantage, or they want to take advantage of good people to get there. It's not going to happen. Am I too sensitive, Bear County? I see you sensitively handing out toys to kids. I think now you're too sensitive. You're too sensitive. Go make jokes about them, their moms, their kids. Or do you just do that to veterans? So I'm listening to music again, you know, like manipulating music, like how clean it is. You know, like, you know, I listen to Houston music a lot. It teaches me a lot about life. Something, you know, San Antonio doesn't teach. Oh, but they want to teach lessons to, you know, rape victim. To, like, stalk, threaten to rape. For cops that are fucking both, you know, trash. And you think it's a joke, right? Oh, yeah, look, she's racist. You know, I asked a black girl who's in prison, and she's telling me her story, and I said, are you a rape victim? And she looked like she'd never been asked before. You can't ask Mexicans, because, you know, we can't snitch. Instantly crying. But, you know, you're the ones who want to retaliate with officers to ruin my life. I have a biracial child. You know, you want to teach lessons to somebody who dates biracial. Because you know better. Like, you have to teach your segregation ways, because you can't teach it in prison, can you? Can you teach it? Where do you teach? Because they thought they could teach it to a veteran in San Antonio by herself. But I'm not. But when I'm alone at work, because they teach lessons. You wanted to try to embarrass me, shame me. Somebody who's been in therapy for a year and a half. With the police department that covers up all the rape they do in San Antonio. Yeah, because when you play it like a movie on my head with technology, meaning, yeah, we know where it happened. And then don't say you didn't know, because you showed up together at the bar I worked at. Cops and criminals. Yeah, and you know, there's an FBI agent there, famous country singer. You know, oh, it's not about you being famous, because I don't give a fuck. I've seen famous people my whole life. Unlike your trash that you get in for, Bear County. Oh, you don't like them being called trash, so you still want to take advantage of a veteran. Because whenever I report, a police report with somebody who threatened rape, don't feel special. Like, they're like, oh, I got a connection. You go after a veteran, a black veteran. I mean, oh, we're master manipulators because we're veterans. Not your criminals in the streets who aren't shit. But, you know, we're not veterans. You know, from the army. And that's because I only get in for myself at this point. They wanted to see me as a homeless veteran, Bear County. They wanted to be happy with themselves. You know, I wrote Houston. I wrote Dallas. Because I wanted to expose how fucking trash these people are. Because they're killing me. I'm a manipulator. Because out of nowhere in TDCJ, they want to try to force torture. To force me into human trafficking after rehabilitation. That doesn't concern them. And how dare you say no to us. Like, you don't compare us to black people. You know, I dated black men my whole life. And when you rehabilitate and you realize what calms you and soothes you and what's never hurt you and what, you know, fits your soul, not anything else, they don't like it. Because, you know, they're so racist here. A certain portion of them. So I'm documenting everything. They're manipulators. Like you, the eyes, you know, they have on Lil Wayne. And not because I'm saying, oh, I'm cool. Or look, where I have a connection, I want to be famous. You know, where they're whited out. You know, they did that to my pictures and my daughter's. And then they wanted to claim, look, she looks this way, she's a manipulator. Oh, I have an original. You're lying. She just wants attention and money. Nah. I deserve a loss. Attention and money is the last thing. You like to get people comfortable. Give them a little, you know, help. Say like, yeah, you're cool, here you go. And then wait and arrest them, right? Because you did that to me. They get around and arrest me. When I'm struggling. Because I was tortured in prison. Not because I had PTSD. But you still want to cover for them in life. So I'm working at a venue. You know, there's an FBI agent there. I'm not sizing him up. I don't size people up. I observe in multiple ways. And, you know, it's funny, right? Joking about me. Gossiping about me. Laughing. Oh, why is it about you? You know, it's funny because we make eye contact when it happens. And I can observe, read lips, I can read manners and everything. The way that you act when I'm around. And I'm not around bending over in front of you. I'll give you the assumption in any way that I would do so. That would give you the right to speak about me. Because, you know, in Austin, they talk about cops that tell rape jokes. I bet now you'll deny, deny, deny. I'm like, what? We didn't say that. She's paranoid. Oh, yeah, I'm paranoid. There goes a conogram. Computer image. Or I'm high. Nope, not that either. She's too innocent. Oh, so you want to use that? You take advantage of the security officers with innocence that you don't want, like they did in prison. So you already did it in TDC. Now you're doing it out here. So you had fun in TDC thinking you were going to exploit me and I would commit suicide because, you know, you're so hard. You're another army. Ooh, I'm going to kill myself. Like, you're worth that. You even preached about it. Oh, God wants me to kill myself. Nah, wrong God. Because you'd all be dead. Oh, yeah, God's only real when I make fun of one person. Everybody gets to laugh and have fun. Oh, I'm supposed to be affected by your opinions and your judgments when, yeah, you don't mean shit to me. And when I go home by myself. And they try to compare me or reference me or say that I am a manipulator. That's funny because I observed thousands of people, hundreds of cops show up. You thought I felt special or, look, I'm lacking attention, so I'm posting it. That's funny that you still think it's about you to make fun or use me. Like your defense. Or blame my family. When I went to therapy. Rehabilitated with hundreds of books. And, you know, finished college. And I'm going to go back. But when I told them that in TDCJ, like, what, I don't know what she asked me, but I said, yeah, I'm going to go to school. And at the time, I said psychology, but that's too easy because I don't want to be a psychologist and no bitch now. Go care yourself. Because every fucking person has the same story and then claims it's a struggle. You know, it's a struggle, what, to sit in front of a psychologist, not your race, because you're racist. So it's not your mental health, it's them. It's always their fault. Now it's my fault. Because I just actually wired her. I'm not Mexican enough. Or I don't speak Spanish. Yeah, because I want to be your Spanish psychologist. That you tell your dad raped you. You speak Spanish and you're so scared. Yeah, okay. Or I got special treatment. I didn't. I just know how to read a book. You know, with letters and words. Is it that difficult to understand? So I'm documenting everything right now. I'm in my car at a veteran facility. You want to speak up, Pearl? Like how before I got my apartment from a veteran service called Endeavors, you said, keep your personal business to yourself. Because you can't be in this veteran facility. You have to be out. And I'll give you a month. But not to your, you know, drug dealers, gang members, homeless people. You know, because y'all have it easy in prison when I never did. So I don't know who the fuck you have me confused with. Or your manipulators. Oh, is that because you're San Antonio and I'm a veteran? And you put, see, there goes a hologram image. And I don't lick my lips to any fucking computer image. I'm not a manipulator. But then I move into an apartment given to me by Veteran Service Endeavor. And technology gets turned on again, electricity. Not even call the apartment manager. Oh, it's happening to all apartments. Oh, yeah? They didn't say that on CPS website. And the lights turn off and on and off and on. Are you trying to scare me? Government facility? You want me to kill myself? Like the others? Oh, you want me to feel special? Oh, look, I got special treatment from the government. I'm special. I'm no. Because I didn't want it or get comfortable with it in prison. Yeah. They might. I don't. Because you don't touch me. Oh, it must be her family's fault. No, you don't touch me. I went to therapy. And I studied. I went to college. I found my mind. They find a vagina in prison. And you're not brainwashed. You know, that's you. So, they've tried to kill me so many times. Government took... Oh, there goes the image. Oh, guess what? I'm alone. By the way. And the store I just left, the camera will show that. So, you know, I know you want to make it sound like I'm a manipulator. Because I have a voicemail and I send it to somebody. I'm not an attention whore. I've met these kinds of people my whole life. I don't have a reason to lie. How hard do you try? When I request people on Facebook, somebody writes me and they're like, you know, somebody just wrote me and told me, you just want money and attention. Oh, that's what they told you from a facility? Because that's not the purpose of everything. I'm owed a lawsuit, but nobody gets fucking lawsuits in Texas. We take advantage of you and you kill yourself. Like others have. And there's no examples from your trash. Like, oh, I must kill myself. What's your worth, though? What'd you earn? What do you have? Do you have kids? No. Do you have relationships that people want? No. Without wanting to be somebody else? Like, I mean, like, identity too? That's pathetic. Very pathetic. So I'm in my car. And parole, what did you want to do? Play along? You wanted me to kill myself? Like, look, we're having fun. We can change it. We're trying to give you a makeover? Nah. I haven't seen it before, bitch. They did it in prison. I didn't fall for it. Because, you know, I guess people play along. I'm not a manipulator. I have real shit to deal with. And I had to deal with it. And it only took me being a paralegal security officer veteran to deal with it. Not a fucking TDCJ inmate. Because the way that you think you can talk to people and about people is not going to fucking happen to me. And I'm not manipulating the judge, the family court. You can't label me. Because the way that you're made into a ballerina or or an attorney who's a manipulator and the government helps you. Yeah, they try to destroy me. And I didn't fucking let you. So I studied a lot. You're not going to make me a mental health patient. Because I don't have to mimic or lie about anything for attention. And now parole, you've already played along. Thinking I would commit suicide and I didn't. So when I go to parole... You don't even look at me. Let me guess now. You're going to look at me and say, oh my gosh, Natalia. You didn't look at me at all. And then when you did, you're mad and you turned the other way. Why are you so mad? Am I supposed to be dead? Your life going to be easier that way? Because then there's nobody complaining. You call it complaining. Like my life is not worth having, but yours is. So you want to speak up, parole? San Antonio District Parole. Saying I'm just a manipulator or I wasn't supposed to tell nobody. Nobody snitches on this or us. They just play along and kill themselves. Their computer image. Not going to work for your sloppy sluts of San Antonio. When you think you can talk about somebody to cover for your trash that drug people, rape people. Like I told the sheriff and they got erased from my Facebook. And then, let me see. Like, what are you going to do? Find it and say, no, look, I didn't get erased. Look. And the judge's messages, look, I want to see the pictures. Find them. Go find them. Or you can't speak up. You just ignore, and deny. Bet you're handing out Christmas toys online. Why PsyOps is trying to ruin me on the phone with my daughter. Turning my phone off. Audio. Movement to my face. Trying to make it sound like I'm not a good mom or it's mental health. Mental health knows your teeth. Where's that happen at? It gives you certain looks on your face. Where's that happen at? You know, you've tried to force a lot of things to make me look like some type of way. You know, I've dated plenty of black men since I've been out, and they're beautiful. But, like, you try to push me, like, an uncomfortable push. Like, it's like you're just a toy. And that doesn't need to happen because they're beautiful and it's natural. But you're not going to push me to something extra. Because it's on camera. And I can tell the place where and I'll find it. And I'll report it. I'm not worried. Because it's on camera. It's not me. And let me guess, there's Me Toos? Yeah, me too. But I never spoke up. Like, I'm so hard and loud in prison, but I'm out of here. You can be anything you want to be in prison. I didn't want to be shit. And I left there not being shit. I don't give a fuck. I want attention that I seek. When all of your San Antonio girls find their worth in their vagina, don't ever fucking speak up, Bexar County Sheriff's Department. Don't ever harass, gossip. You fucking trash. Don't ever come to my work when I'm a security officer. You know, you claim anxiety like you're criminals. Yeah, because y'all are both so smart, right? When both of you don't, I don't give a fuck about either of you. Because I'm like you, they're impressed by you, they want to be you. I'm like them, I'm impressed by them. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't want to be you. I don't want to be TTC. Oh, she's a security officer now. Look, she wants to be out. Nobody's going to want to ever be you. You're going to deny sexual harassment. Because look, you don't have a victim. But I can profile, I can find you. And by looking at you instantly, I can tell who it is, even though they block out the memory like a hologram. Blurring it out to help you. Because y'all wanted to add another picture. Like, look, it's her. Blame her. Somebody who's already been fired. That's funny because y'all have different color hair. So I wrote her. And I'm not making it up for attention. I don't need her attention. That's a lie. Because I know what I saw and who it was that approached me. And a cop who said, can I buy you a drink? How would you know to approach me? That means you know I'm a pro. You don't test people. Because, yeah, I want a fucking drink. You know why? Because I shouldn't be on pro. But no. I'm not even enticed. You know why? Because before all y'all fucking trash got there, I enjoyed observing the happiness of others, enjoying the happiness in their life, willing to protect them. And then you made it a night of trash. And yeah, I quit. Wasn't special enough, you might say. And you call that special? Because I can explain everything. And you know, when I'm going to post it everywhere because I want people to know what y'all really are. Because, you know, it's not about race, but, you know, a black man compliments me and I'm like, thank you, you know, natural personality. They're not Mexican gay members trying to impress with something they don't have. So they're giving help in a prison and then they bring it out here and it doesn't impress people. Maybe it impressed your homeboy to get laid in the closet. Because, you know, I already heard about y'all and y'all's toothbrushes from, you know, everybody. But, you know, it doesn't impress me. It's gross. Get away from me. Tell every security officer that's a woman and a veteran that you want to approach them and they better say hi to you. It's gross to see a Mexican gang member follow me around. When you weren't invited, I don't know you. Because I worked many weekends and none were there and it was perfect. And the first time I tell my boss about not inviting certain people because they drug you, rape you, follow you, rob you, and then they want a reputation like they're cool. They invite them all. On purpose. Like I need to get comfortable, like in TDC, and it won't happen. They don't even run the city. Anywhere. I can call everybody. Post this everywhere. Because you purposely put a veteran's life in danger. Where did y'all get their information? I worked there. They didn't post it anywhere or tell anyone. No one. That's how you feel set up. Because you're so willing to work together to take advantage of someone. The fact that you showed up together to both act stupid proves it. None of it's a lie. None of it's an act. Nothing. I just observe everyone. I don't react. I've already, you know, self-taught in TDC. Thousands of people. Because you think you teach lessons in there when you're gutter rats. If you're a gutter rat with no teeth, you don't teach a motherfucking lesson. In life. If you're a gutter rat with Hep C, you don't teach a fucking lesson. If you're a gutter rat Dateline snitch, you don't teach a lesson. If you're a gutter rat, I date a Dateline snitch, you don't teach a lesson. Standing 2 feet tall. And then you're racist fucking trash. And I date biracial. Always will. It's not an obsession. I just, you know, my rehabilitation didn't concern them or invite them. Never will. And then they threaten rape. And they think they're cool. That's funny. Because they think it's funny, too. And so, you know, it's you. But, you know, this is the only jail I've heard that Mexicans are like, hey, homeboy, give me a noodle, I'm gonna fuck you now. And it's not about being black, but I've never heard a black man say that. Or even a story. Oh, let me guess, now you're gonna go make up stories and tell it. Good luck. Because, like I said, I date biracial. And now it's even more evident why I would never date otherwise. Because I have conservative Hispanic friends. And they are very respectful. But they're like brothers to me. And it's not brothers I never had. They're just like brothers. And it would never be trash. And, oh, and you don't like that people call you trash? Because, you know, you're Mexican gang members. Well, guess what? I've been around a lot of people in my life. And, you know, you're the ones who take advantage. Or feel entitled. Or lie. Or manipulate. And you're not such manipulators. You're just not a, for me to waste time. Bear County Sheriff's Department, tell the whole world what you, what happens to the body of a rape victim whenever you're turned in and exposed, because no one exposes you. Because I'm just a manipulator, right, or a whore. Isn't that right? Like you're harassing in the bar while I'm at work in uniform, sober. It's not somebody being high or making things up or being paranoid, because I know my mental health record. I have it, you know, recorded and filed. So tell the truth. You wanted to illegally investigate into an Army veteran for a prostitute. And then try to ruin the life of my life. And try to ruin my life for prostitutes and trash. Nobody can say this feels set up. But I'm telling the truth about TDC because, you know, nobody snitches on them. I don't remember you being shit. You know, maybe around criminals, never been around military. You know, people, you know, I got connection, I'm hard, I'm scared. Whatever, I was in the military. And asked me about my case. Oh, I actually asked Sergeant Nettles. Since he has a fucking mouth like a bitch. 400 pound. Black man. Veteran. Army. Gossiping with Mexican trash. Because you're cool, right? Real cool. Putting a veteran's life in danger by lying. I committed a murder. Ooh, not really. Failed to yield right away is what he did, drunk. Oh, I lost my train of thought, or there goes the shock to my head and then my cheek. Where'd my cheekbones go? Where'd my teeth go? You know, like my porcelain veneers? That was supposed to be so compassionate to share. That, oh yeah, you try to... Who made assumptions? I would play y'all's fucking game. Oh, she thinks she's special. No, I think I'm me, and I don't know you shit. Again. But I'm not blaming the Army to make some trash look like something from San Antonio or TC. Because I left with all black girls, like I said. The way it was meant to be. It's not about race, but only to you racist people it is. So, the audio on your head, you know, everything. You know, what it is called. There was a computer image. You wish, government facility. You know, it's called a speaker monkey. When audio is coming from your face and your head, the retaliation of CDCJ, they deem somebody a snitch for writing grievances. Or did I write the Department of Justice? Which one? Illegal investigations to torture a rape victim. Who went to therapy and rehabilitated, and then you had to take me down a notch. You're embarrassing. And then you try to ruin my life because she just doesn't shut up. I don't remember you being fucking people worth shutting up for. Because you're so powerful, right? So many cops showed up. So many everything. PsyOps gets turned on the city. Technology. In my car by myself. And I don't need anyone else. Because I survived alone. And I'm going to get through it and I'm going to be better. Like I said, I'm going to find me a black boyfriend. And, you know, they're trying to claim, you know, you're going to look a certain way and not be strong. You want to know what they do to me because I date biracial? And what they say about my biracial child? You want to talk shit, TDC? Because you're being so cool for Mexicans because they want to laugh. And it's nothing to laugh at when you're whores or your daddy's whores that don't speak up. Oh my God, exploitation. Insensitive. Not sincere. I no longer have to be. Because when you had that part of me, you thought you could take advantage. You never had it, though. It wasn't yours. And you don't define any part of me. So, district parole office, fuck you. Oh, her arrogance. Mental health. Lies. Justification. Explanation. Drugs. Alcohol. Technology that never worked. Trying to claim you gave me a personality or it's your race or something. Never was. Or I don't listen. I'm not intimidated. I don't just kill myself or leave San Antonio. I have a daughter here. Just like you pricks think you can be on the fucking YouTube or on the news having your kids or giving out toys or acting like you're citizens. Because I reported a lot of you. And it's not about feeling special. I don't feel special. And I don't need you. You stepped out of your way to acknowledge what was on my face. The hologram. Right? Do I feel special? No, I don't need you. So they try to take my personality. Try to take everything. Like, oh, she's just too. She's something else. And you're not? Bitch. You try to ruin a veteran in a veteran apartment. Veterans Day to make an example for trash criminals and gang members and police officers who say, look, this is what happens to us when you snitch. You're supposed to kill yourself. Yeah? Like the other girls that killed themselves? That are mothers going to family court? Because somebody feels entitled? Do you know what happened to TDCJ with no entitlement and therapy? And you still took advantage? I'm going to embarrass you, but, you know, people like you aren't embarrassed, right? Bouncing around, walking around parole, like, look, I'm smiling. Look, we're playing along. It's, like, about you. Look, smile. Yeah, I know. Bitch. And you want to pop your collar? Oh, yeah, she must like her. Nah, they did better. And I'm not a child. So they've tried to position my life to look unstable, insecure. Because they want their people to look like something. Their people? Because y'all two people gossip. I hope you infect each other with hepatitis C by gingivitis. All of you. Because you're listening to swamp pussy from TDCJ gossip. People who fuck the whole time they're in prison. That kind of gossip. Those kind of people. Influence cops in Bexar County. You have swamp pussy investigations. You know, I don't like her first impression. Will you investigate San Antonio? Cop or attorney? Into the army, that is. Right? So this is how far it's gone. And I'm going to document, and it's not manipulation. And there goes my skull. Shocking. And I know you all know what it is. And, you know, you put holograms and telling people to be quiet or yawn. Or Donald Trump crying. What am I going to do? Go kill you? No. I'm just going to report everything. And document it. And nobody's obsessed with any of you. You want me to feel so irrelevant that I kill myself. You want to think that you affect that kind of emotion. Like trash. They don't even affect that. You hear my teeth? Oh, look. I have mental health of the mechanical jaw. That was never there till TDC. Define arrogance and a personality you want to take of a veteran that you've put her life in danger. Let me guess. People get over and they get up. Nah. I reported. I got 10 police reports, protection order. And nobody's scared. And no, you're not going to coerce a situation with technology. Once everybody's put along, you try to ruin the life of a veteran. And apartments and cars. Because everybody has a struggle, right? All you ruin is their pipe. You know, the lifting of their pipe to their mouth. I don't smoke drugs. Tell it. Run your fucking mouth. You wanted to. Say she has such PTSD. Has to stem from somewhere. You know, like electrical torture of a veteran in a government facility. Who went to therapy for rape. But you wanted to do rape torture. Oh, we're just kidding. You know, we're toughing people up. Nah. I'll tell exactly everything you did. It's not an imagination or made up. And everybody, there's no Me Too. Because Me Too, I want to show my face to the world. Look. Me Too, I want Venezuela to know how special I am now. Because, you know, they didn't take me with them. And this, they try to claim we're similar and we're not at all. And you're not going to be relevant because, you know, I'm just explaining things. Nobody's obsessed with you again because you want attention. Or obsessed with any of you. Because the second I look up certain inmates and I do background checks and I check everything, they start trying to use government technology to, like, make them seem relevant or special. And you're not. Or upset. Nah, I'm obsessed, but you act so one way in prison. I want to know what you are and who you are. Because you had the audacity to threaten me and my daughter. And then to think you're going to investigate into the army. Because you're top-notch hoes. You know, we know army veterans in prison. And correctional officers. And we correct the world with our vagina. You know, plastic dolls. You hear my teeth? Oh, technology's coming off little by little. You know I had a personality with or without it. You didn't give it to me, San Antonio. You didn't give me balls. Nobody in TDC, what happened? You know how embarrassing it is to be in TDCJ and they try to make me segregated and I date biracial. I have a biracial daughter. They thought they could force me to want or be with Mexicans. It's just gross, disgusting. Not my brainwashed. Game, like these kinds of people. There's two different, you know, kinds. It's disgusting. Don Grisham, Officer Sands, Nettles. Tell the whole world, veterans, how you're better than me. How I don't deserve to be a veteran. I deserve to die because you said, you know, don't you want to live forever? Oh, I didn't know she was a snitch. When you thought I would die for your salvation. Or I would die because I'm so worthless. And you would make sure you make me feel that way. After cognitive behavioral therapy. You know. That's funny. Because I took everything serious. The best student. Oh my God. She got special treatment. No. She's a special brain. No. I used my experience, my life, and I rehabilitated. And I'm human. I made mistakes. they want to, there's a computer image of something to embarrass. Show the computer image of, you know, you bending over an inmate to have sex with them because you think they're just a object. And then you say, all whores must die. Plastic vaginas are going to take over the world. So the human traffic parents of the world now. Because you're so arrogant, confident, I'd kill myself or die. And I'm not paranoid, schizophrenic, nothing. I'm just sick and tired. And they're like, oh, look, she just don't want to go. She survived me. Be lucky you're alive. No. No. You try to intimidate me with computers and technology and sexual things. And I don't have to lie because I watch TV or because I'm obsessed. A lot of the cameras, you know, I work a lot of places that are public. There are cameras. I signal the camera because it's out of my control what is being done to me. And I'm not going to react by harming someone or myself. And you're not going to give a reputation to trash. Because now Burke County Sheriff's Department is trash. Oh, no. You're never going to tell what officer showed up or what lessons you thought you could teach. Because you're, you know, worth listening to. You know, your perspective. Minus a lot of what I study. Because you're smarter and better, right, than everybody I study. You have a lot to teach. I don't lack traditions or anything that's needed. I was very neutral because I'm American. I can do that. I don't have to attach myself to anything. It's not mental health. But then you try to make it all about you, San Antonio. All about Mexico. Oh. And they'll say, oh my God, it's mental health. Look, she just doesn't, you know, something's wrong. No. You try to force something that's not yours to force. You hear my tea? Technology. What government facility is it? You wanted people to think I was a snitch publicly. You know, gang members showed up, cops, there's FBI agent, drug dealers, everybody. That's funny. I'm the snitch. Your illegal psyops investigations. You like waiting down the street. So I drive and then pull me over. Yeah, I drive down the road, and then you look at me and you what? How do you know what truck it is or when to turn around? How do you know? Because I had you all recorded. I could have posted it because you look fucking stupid. What face do you make when you see my car? Don't try to make it a joke, cause bitch, please. PSYOPs facility in Texas trying to kill a rape victim. It's funny because I wrote NSA. I have the documentation. I wrote First Amendment auditors or everybody. Not because I'm setting it up or it's an act. You're really stupid. Sadist maybe somewhere wanting to kill a rape victim. She just doesn't play along. Like, you just don't, you know, do your job whenever you're called. And then you want to try to do it later because you've been exposed and no one turned you in. It's Texas. We're the hardest state. You know, cops that hold our ID at their crotch, that try to intimidate, sexually harass, influenced by that, hang out with gang members, drug dealers, and just watch the show. Like, you know, The Purge, you know, thinking I'm going to die. But it's recorded now. And none of it's an act. I'm not trying to change your money. It's a lawsuit that you're trying to get out of. Because you're like, look, look, we're going to make it look like someone else. Is it hard to sue in Texas Department of Justice? Very hard. Because, you know, who's going to stand up and act like they can speak at this point? You hear my teeth? I just love recording. My teeth are moving. The audio, what are you doing here? Oh, you try to force people out of the city when you want to intimidate them, right? Nobody talks about your cops. Oh, because I'm snitching. You know, I've seen all your YouTube and I'm not impressed. Keep letting your little buddies out. getting in for inmates, organizing everything. Yeah, I wrote the FBI already. So this shouldn't be happening to me. If the FBI works, that is, in San Antonio. You know that? And Homeland Security, NSA, are... Nobody acknowledges the torture that happens to TVCJ to a veteran. Oh, you want to talk about that? You know, I turn myself in. And, you know, these so-called preachers, the news ministers, and all that shit said they chose God when they took advantage of me. Is that what happens every time, or is that just me? Everybody else plays games and think they are God to be something. Or master manipulators. Everybody studies voodoo books, witchcraft, all this shit. And I don't study any of it. Oh, look, she looks weak. Look, we know it. We know magic. Boom. Let's show you. Scare you. Nope. All wanting to be Chris Angel without the wings. And then you see Captain Lawson. Look, I got wings. You want to be like me? Nope. Look, I'm special. Look, we're all going to play along. You see how cool this looks? You see? Yeah. BS. Nope. Oh, look, I have a lame personality. I'm so serious. You know, we can't play and joke. There must be something wrong. Nope. But, you know, in church, peace be with you, but not with you. Just the whore behind me and the whore next to me. The whore that's sleeping with this whore. And this other whore. And that whore. But I don't need you. Because you don't even know me and I don't even know you. And then one question. They're done. You feel set up. Because somebody asked you to meditate or asked you a psychological question. And now you're no longer safe in a little bubble of religion. Because then, what happened? Did daddy rape you? So you think everybody should like me and play games because, you know, we play games. Yeah, no, I have a natural personality. But then when you try to force something, yeah, it ain't for you. Are you going to take me down a notch? These people are nobody to me, so I don't care. You want to say I'm weak, I'm manipulated? No, I didn't. Oh, lesbians want to say they teach lessons because I keep saying faggot. Whoa, from TDCJ, a lot of you are considered that. Because you're manipulators, you're not LGBT. You know, I'm a hustler. Sometimes I'm a boy and other times I sell his pussy for money. You don't have to like my words. They're not for you to like. Just like my podcast is not for you to listen. If you don't like it, bye. But when you're a rape victim, you've been taken advantage of. Do you want to control the content now? Because, you know, nobody talks about us or about you, Mexican. They want to claim to be first responders driving 18-wheelers. Or that they can label somebody. But what do you call these girls or you that explains the extent of no snitching in Mexican race of rape? So none of us snitch, but we walk around gossiping about everybody else. And we never shut the fuck up. But, you know, we don't have to. Because we gossip. Oh, and they thought they were cool. Look, we all have horsehair work, magicians. No, you're just a bunch of fools who are in prison thinking they're Hollywood. And if you didn't realize in the world, you're not Hollywood. And I'm just watching. Like, I didn't say I was. But I know. Yeah, I know. You see how cool we are? Look, we're the cool ones. Oh, people are cool for this? I don't know. All I know is that I was in the military, and now I'm trying to look at the menu, and I can't see from one eye. And I'm not going to react. There goes the hologram. Not needed. It's called behavior modification. And a reaction would deem me mentally unstable, in which that you would react, and then that's my life. Oh, you didn't know I was trained in the military? I was not supposed to kick in. Because the Hernandezes want to claim. Oh, look. Tell them your story. Tell the world your story. Please. Please. Please do. They never got a trial, so let's go. Come with it. You bunch of drunk gang members fighting in a bar who claim to be innocent victim. You know, life was lost. Did you talk about his accomplishments? Did he have any? Did he get awards in school? Did he make first place in anything? Or was he special with special eyes? A government conspiracy is the thunderbolt that they push in the room. Or did a gang member push him? That he was fighting in the bar. I don't know. I didn't see him, so I was looking at my blind spot like they tell you in your driver's test. I don't need sincerity for him. I don't been to prison. I don't owe him shit. Your life was lost. At least you got a fucking bed to lay in. No matter if it's 6 feet under. You're comfortable. You know, your family put you there. They decided to go back in the bar and drink. When they had the responsibility. And, you know, to say, I'm going to walk you home. Or drive you home. Fuck that. I'm going back in the bar to drink. Homeboy. Or whatever you call yourselves.